You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The Battle Creek School Board has approved $2.2 million in budget cuts, but has delayed final action on a spending plan for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Justin Hinckley covers education for the Battle Creek Inquirer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's back up a little bit and explain to our listeners how big of a budget problem is the Battle Creek District facing.
Well, when they went in to consider these cuts last night, they were looking at a $2.7 million shortfall for the budget year that begins July 1. So it's pretty sizable, but this is a kind of shortfall that they've been looking at for a few years in a row, actually.
So these cuts do get into the classroom. How many teachers are going to be affected?
Well, it's a total of 20 teachers positions that they're cutting, and that includes 7 at the elementary level, 8 at the middle school level, and 5 at the high school. Most of those teachers, I think all but 4 of them, the superintendent told me, will be able to move into other open positions in the district. So not too many are actually losing their jobs, but they are cutting 20 teaching positions.
And Linda Hicks, the Battle Creek superintendent, also made a point that while they're cutting a couple art teachers, a couple physical education teachers, a music teacher, the district is not eliminating those programs. Is that something that she was glad that the district is able to say, that while there's going to be some cutbacks, they're not eliminating some of these things that other districts have had to think about?
Yeah, I think that they've been cutting a lot of programs for several years in a row, and they've been trying to find more creative ways. So what they actually did with those cuts at the elementary level is they've reduced the amount of time that kids will be spending in those programs without actually eliminating the program. So it's sort of a compromise to be able to keep the arts education for the kids.
The district had previously considered privatizing bus service, and they're now going to seek new bids. How much money can the district save there?
The finance director in the district is expecting about $400,000 in savings to come from that.
Is that then something that's been kind of moved up on the agenda? Because as your story says, this had been something considered before, but really didn't go anywhere previously.
Yeah, I think that they're really going to go through with that this year. That seems to be the direction from the board that they'd like to do that.
There's also a question here about the future of the Outdoor Education Center, which is also known as Clear Lake Camp. What's likely to happen there?
Boy, that is anybody's guess. A couple years ago, the camp was actually suggested for cuts, and board members protested because that camp has a lot of history in this community. And so they went back, they hired some consultants to look at a sustainability study, and the consultants came back and gave the presentation last night. And they suggested $3.5 million to $6 million in facilities upgrades to really make that camp competitive. And these are upgrades that haven't happened at the camp for a long time. So they suggested that the district start doing some fundraising, and I think that that's really going to determine the future of the camp because, you know, as you can see, as they're cutting budgets, I don't know how much the district might be able to invest in that camp on its own. So really, I think it's going to depend on community support, what that camp looks like in the future.
And this apparently is the next step here, is trying to find some private money out there that can do some of those facilities upgrades and things like that.
Yeah, and Linda Hicks announced last night that they had a $200,000 anonymous donation. So, you know, things are moving, and there is a lot of support for that camp in the community. The consultant said that they didn't talk to one person who thought that that camp should be closed. So it's really just a matter of whether or not they can tap that support and turn it into dollars.
Well, as I noted at the beginning here, there was $2.2 million in budget cuts approved, but as you told us, they were looking at a $2.7 million shortfall. So the final approval of the budget is supposed to come next week. What happens with that other $500,000?
Well, Hicks had an optional cuts list that totaled up to about $800,000. It included an elementary principal elimination, a middle school assistant principal elimination, and some other miscellaneous cuts. And at least one board member suggested that she look to that list for any future cuts. That'd be the first place that she goes. But I think they could approve a budget that uses a little bit of their fund balance right now. And then as they get into the year, they can see what the, you know, potential savings from outsourcing busing might be, things like that, to decide how much of that list they have to use.
So in other words, if there were some savings that came down the pike later, they might not have to make additional cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And final approval comes next week?
Yeah, they had it on the agenda last night, but they took it off, and Hicks said that that was really an option, an opportunity for her to take the cuts that were approved last night, plug in those numbers into the budget, and then just give the budget the final okay on Monday.
All right. Justin, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Justin Hinckley covers education for the Battle Creek Inquirer. You can find links to the Inquirer's stories on the Battle Creek School Board's approval of $2.2 million in budget cuts during their meeting last night at our website, wmuk.org.